This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wow, it's another week gone by. The NFL draft finished last Saturday. Let's talk some NFL draft and some NFL football. Eric Edholm joins us, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, of course, from NFL.com. And Eric, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So people are raving about what the Ravens did in the draft. Are you in that boat? Do you like what they did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought they, obviously there's some risk involved, you know, depending on, you know, if anything comes out on Mike Green, that was obviously a character risk for a lot of teams. And I talked to at least one team that had their share of concerns. But, you know, a lot of every team has its own kind of metric on how much of a character risk they're willing to take on a player. And so, obviously, I think the Ravens sustained success. And, they've obviously put some work into him. But Malachi Starks should be a huge factor right away. Obviously the offensive line is kind of interesting. They get, I think, what, three guys, but yeah. How many of them are ready to play right away? Are any of them going to be available this season in a big way? And then Tyler Loop, the kicker pick, I would say was another one that caught my eye. But overall, there aren't too many Ravens drafts I dislike. I think they do a really nice job overall, but this one was pretty strong.
Hey, Eric, you mentioned Tyler Loop, so I have to ask you, do you think there's a scenario where Justin Tucker is still here come the season? Do you think he's still here come training camp? Like, it seems to me, but maybe I'm too close to it, that you take a kicker. I think it's Tyler Loop's job.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a couple other teams, New England taking a kicker and a long snapper and immediately releasing Joe Cardona, their longtime long snapper, afterward. Sounds like there will be a battle there, but as it pertains to Baltimore, I don't know. You know, obviously, if they were planning on releasing him, they've had plenty of time now. They could have done it. They could have done it during the draft or right after that pick was made and had it, kind of get swept under the rug in a little bit of a way. So I don't know. I don't know if their concerns are off the field or on them. You know, obviously, Tucker had some struggles at times last year and also has this these allegations against them. So maybe they're letting it play out a little bit more. Maybe they have more information than we do, but I'm with you. It feels like, they're kind of moving on a little bit.
Eric, touching on Malachi Starks, though, him in tandem with Kyle Hamilton and also bringing in Starks because our Darius Washington's still here, it frees up Hamilton to be more of a chess piece. But how dynamic could Starks be at the back end of this defense?
Yeah, he's a really smart, quality football player who I don't think played quite as well as I expected, but close. I mean, just wasn't as – I don't know that he took that proverbial step forward last season, but if he did, I don't think he gets all the way to 27. You know, that's the kind of the trade-off. And I think – I didn't hear anything in pre-draft scuttlebutt like, there's a concern that he won't adapt or anything like that. We're talking about a – pretty high character, high intelligence player. He's played multiple spots in that secondary. I think you can use him to complement Hamilton well. You mentioned keeping Washington as a restricted free agent too. So felt like that was an area they needed to address. And, you know, if you needed to play him at corner, you could. I mean, if there was a situation, an emergency-type situation, I think you could put him there and not be in terrible shape. Obviously, the plan would be other spots. But, yeah, I think he's a really good football player who, in this draft especially, fell longer than I anticipated. I mean, every time I did a mock draft, I kept thinking, could he go here? Could he go there? But the Ravens are so good at just kind of letting players come to them and not overthinking some of these picks.
I'm talking with Eric Edholm. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. One last Ravens thing, at least from me, before we get to the rest of the league. And just Mike Green, the football player, like how, assuming he can stay out of trouble, how good a football player, in your opinion, is Mike Green?
Yeah, really good. I mean, you know, eye test at the Senior Bowl, he passed it pretty clearly. And, you know, the other guy for me in the trenches who really kind of stood out, Gray Zabel, who probably came into that event as a, you know, maybe a top 50 or something player, ended up going 18th. And I think that Senior Bowl showing really helped him. Probably a bigger deal for Zabel coming from the FCS level than it is for a guy coming from Marshall. But still, I mean, you know, didn't do enough at Virginia on the field to really, you know, back it up. It was basically what he did at Marshall that turned him an NFL prospect. And you can see the quickness and some of the violence he plays with. You know, his hands are really strong and he attacks. Not the biggest guy, but I think he carries his bulk pretty well. And just great get off and a very aggressive style rusher. But at no point did I feel like he was out of control either. So, yeah, I mean, this is a player that I routinely was putting in my top 15s just for that very reason. Now, I didn't know exactly how many teams felt that way about him or if they was concerned. Basically, it came down to a lot of teams just didn't feel entirely comfortable with the answers they were getting in the interviews. It was a lot of, I've moved on from this, I want to put this behind me kind of thing. And, you know, that's great and all, but when the teams are sort of asking pointed questions, and again, I'm not talking about the Ravens specifically. I don't know what happened in their meeting, but multiple teams that I spoke with felt like just some lack of accountability there. But the player has been a pretty impressive guy to study, I would say.
Eric, what did you make of Shedeur Sanders' fall in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody, I was just kind of waiting to see how it would end. You know, there was when Friday came to a close and he hadn't been picked, I thought, are they trying to get him not drafted? Meaning now you're a free agent, you can negotiate with anybody and maybe get more money than you would have had you landed in the fifth round. But obviously that didn't end up being the case. And now, you know, this really interesting situation, interesting is one way of saying it, but muddled would be another quarterback situation in Cleveland. Here's the thing, though. I mean, between Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur, you can't tell me he doesn't have a decent chance of making an impact on that depth chart, right? I mean, if he plays as well as I think he could play, and as some other people in the league did too, I mean, he could be their starter by the end of the season. I don't know how it's going to shake out. He could be cut. He could be traded. I mean, there any possibility is out there, but there were so many layers to this thing. It was, you know, the talk about character, and maybe this was a hit on Dion. NFL teams were sending a message and all this stuff. And I do think Shedeur probably could have handled the pre-draft process a little differently. You know, some teams felt like, they needed to court him as opposed to the other way around, not quite the job interview situation that I think most prospects. And I think having a agent might have helped, you know, because these guys understand how it works and what the NFL teams are looking for and what to say and what not to say and all that stuff. You know, fifth round, obviously, at that point, you're coming in as a backup and you have to prove yourself. That may end up being the best part about this. He's been humbled. I think he's got talent. There were teams that were considering him in round one. I don't care what anybody else says. I believe there were some discussions, especially Pittsburgh at 21. And once they passed on him, the decision was made, no, we're going to wait for Aaron, see how this thing plays out. We'll draft a quarterback later. They did, Will Howard. But, yeah, fascinating stuff. You learn something about the draft process every year, and that was a prime example of that.
Hey, Eric, we were having a discussion earlier about if we go by the premise that the Ravens are the best team in the AFC North – assuming health, Did anybody in the division close the gap at all with the draft?
I don't think you can say the Steelers, even if they had a really good draft. I mean, like pound for pound, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, Derek Harmon's gonna be a good player for them, and Caleb Johnson could end up being the starting runner. For not having a second round pick, I mean, they did a pretty darn good job. Jack Sawyer, I thought, was a great pick, even if he's not a perfect fit for their defense. But we're still waiting on Aaron. We don't know if he's going to be their quarterback. I mean, maybe that clears up by next week and everybody goes, okay, yeah, that's what we thought. But until we have that information, I don't know that I dropped him in my power rankings just because, well, we don't know anything yet. So we don't know who their QB is. That tends to hold the team back a little bit. Cleveland, obviously, being in the situation they're in, yeah, I mean, great defense potentially and a work in progress offensively, no doubt about it. You know, they should be better, but who knows, really. Cincinnati, I think you could make a case for, given that they kept the core intact. We don't really know what's going on with Trey Hendrickson right now, but, you know, overall, I think they used their picks pretty wisely. Still were able to get the offensive line pick they wanted, made multiple picks there. So I think I'm with you. I really can't talk myself. You know, could the Bengals absolutely have a bounce back season? No doubt, right? And look at all the one score losses they had and all the chaos from last year. Maybe there are some smoother seas for them this season, but, you know, just simply looking at what's happened over the last 2-3 months, can we say that they've definitively moved ahead of Baltimore? I don't think so.
Les,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thing for you, Eric, and I know it's silly to grade drafts immediately after they happen,
but
without
it's fun.
Seeing a stat. No, but it happens. It's part of the gig, right? But Eric, what were some drafts that really stood out to you the most, being the best?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle had a lot of picks, but they also had a nice mix of high floor and high ceiling too. You know, I mean, if the Jalen Milroe pick works out, you know, it's an even bigger. I don't think he's going to become Lamar, but I mean, if he becomes something in that area code, that kind of a player who's at least consistent throwing the football and a weapon as a runner, of the 91st pick or whatever they got him at, that's a steal. So, you know, we'll see how that all works. Gray Zabel, I think, starts right away. A couple other guys who I think are going to be contributors. So they certainly had a good one. I thought the Patriots made some really smart additions, especially after a offseason spent helping the defense. It felt like the offense finally got its help. And I think the Bears did pretty well too. I mean, it's going to be fun to see how Ben Johnson brings that Detroit Lions system that he put together, that he built, and use it with Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Eric at home, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Thank you. It's Eric at home, NFL.com. Coming up next, Adley Rutschman, Bobby Witt Jr., they were the first two picks of the 2019 draft. They will always be connected because of that. And where are they person to person as we sit right now? How much better is Bobby Witt than Adley Rutschman? Plus, Mike Elias meeting with the media. We have some injury updates for you. We'll get those to you next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.